This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel is preparing ground troops along the Gaza border Thursday, and Hamas launched rocket barrages at southern Israel as the fiercest hostility in years dragged on with no end in sight. Sirens blared in Tel Aviv overnight, and the sound of rockets being shot down by Israel's Iron Dome system filled the sky, sending thousands of Israelis to shelters. By dawn Thursday, Israel had renewed its airstrikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave, destroying a six-story residential building in the middle of Gaza City. As world powers reiterate calls for calm, a wave of violence between Jewish Israelis and the country's Arab minority has continued to spread in several Israeli cities, with attacks on synagogues and Arab-Jewish fighting in the streets. Faced with a growing shortage, a dozen states ranging from Florida to Virginia declared a state of emergency, heightening the sense of panic among customers who flocked to gas stations, bearing fuel cans and other containers to fill up. A ransomware attack Friday on Colonial Pipeline forced the company to shut down its entire network, hampering supply in the eastern part of the United States. Five people suffocated in a Nepal hospital after oxygen ran out this week, just the latest victims of a vicious COVID surge that risks devastating the impoverished country and its ill-equipped healthcare system. Daily new cases have risen 60-fold since April 1st, and nearly 1,000 people have died in the past 10 days, according to official figures, which, as in neighboring India, are seen as underreporting the scale of the virus. In the capital, Kathmandu, several hospitals have said they can no longer admit new patients. This is VOA News. Taiwan started a rotational electricity blackout across the island Thursday after an outage at a coal-fired power plant in the south of the island. The government says it does not have enough electricity capacity in its grid after an outage at a power plant in a southern port city. The Central News Agency says several cities across the island have reported blackouts. Republicans dumped GOP Representative Liz Cheney from her House leadership post Wednesday for her persistent repudiation of Donald Trump's election falsehoods, underscoring the hold the defeated and twice impeached former president retains on his party. She defiantly insisted she'll keep trying to wrench the party away from him and his, quote, destructive lies, end quote. Meeting behind closed doors, GOP lawmakers needed less than 20 minutes and a voice vote to oust the Wyoming congresswoman from her job as their number three House leader. The CDC has signed off on giving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA cleared the vaccine for adolescents earlier this week, and it was already being used in places like suburban Atlanta.
You're about to get your first vaccine. You're going to get your life back to normal really soon.
Do that. Okay. Where middle schooler Meredith Rogers was among those getting the shot.
It just felt like a flu shot.
But much of the nation was waiting for the CDC's independent advisors to make their recommendations, and they say the vaccine will safely protect kids between 12 and 15. The CDC itself quickly accepted the recommendation. President Biden calls vaccinating adolescents a giant step toward normalcy.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's growing brighter and brighter.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Egypt's prosecutors say they have shelved their months-long investigation into an alleged 2014 rape of a 17-year-old girl at a luxury Cairo hotel. For lack of evidence, the case shocked Egypt's conservative society when it was revealed last year by a social media account that tracks alleged sexual assaults in the country. Prosecutors say evidence collected during their nearly nine-month investigation were not enough to refer the case to a criminal court. Local rights groups have urged the prosecutor to reconsider the decision. Former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed, who was seriously wounded in an assassination attempt, was flown to Germany Thursday for treatment. The 53-year-old democracy pioneer and climate activist was the target of a remote-controlled bomb rigged to a motorbike 1 week ago. He underwent 16 hours of surgery to remove shrapnel from his liver, lungs, and abdomen. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.